This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for tuning in to Faith Talk 1360, KPXQ. I've gotten, not a whole bunch, but I've got a lot of emails from people who purchased the book Man Talk, 12 Must-Have Life-Changing Conversations Between Men. When I wrote this book, I was basically writing it for me, to be a better father, to be a better husband. And then when the book came out, I just want to thank all of the people that purchased this book. Because for those of you who don't know, 100% of the proceeds of the books that I write goes directly to the Father Matters Ministry. I do not receive a dime. So I'm going to read chapter one, Your Self-Enterprise, because one, I've been asked to do that. Hey, Vance, when are you going to read some chapters from your book? And so I want to read that. I want to honor a lot of people that's been asking for that, and I appreciate it. And again, if you would like to purchase this book and other books that I've written, go to fathermatters.org, log on to fathermatters.org. And then, so I'm going to jump into Your Self-Enterprise, which is chapter one, and it goes a little bit like this. There was a guy who bought a house, and after living in the home for several months, he discovered a trap door in the basement. When he opened the trap door, he discovered the room was full of gold. He ran upstairs, called his friend on the phone, and said, "You're not going to believe this, but I came across a trap door in my basement, and when I opened the door, it was a room full of gold." He turned, and then he offered his friend to come over and get as much gold as he would like. His friend's response to this offer was, "I would, but I don't have a bucket to haul the gold up the stairs." The homeowner then told his friend to go to the store and buy a bucket to haul the gold upstairs, to which his friend responded, "Do you have any idea how much buckets cost these days?" Let's unpack this for a minute. Here was a guy who offered his friend to come and get thousands of dollars worth of gold, and his friend was hung up on spending $5 to $10 on a bucket. Exactly. That's how I feel when I come across so many men who are full of ideas, dreams, talents, and visions, but will spend more time coming up with excuses telling me why they can't do something instead of telling me why they can. Today is the day when you commit to having no more excuses. David, who came to a Father Matters workshop with his wife to take some parenting classes. At one of the classes, he mentioned, "I was having problems with my car." I told David, actually, I was having problems with my car. David told me he knew how to work on cars and he would be glad to take a look at my car the following weekend. That weekend, David changed my rear brakes, did an oil change, changed my spark plugs, and replaced old worn screws that were causing the car to have a slow oil leak. Within a month, David had my little 14-year-old Ford Focus running like new. When I asked David about his skills, he told me he grew up working on cars with his dad and years earlier co-owned a mechanic shop with his dad, but they lost their shop due to some bad business dealings. So it seemed right to ask David why he didn't start over with opening up a new shop. He started with the whole, "It costs so much to open a shop, the overhead costs, etc." I then suggested that he start small and build up to having a full crew with overhead and additional costs. Then he started with the whole, "I don't want to work for other people anymore" talk. You got it. Excuses. My last suggestion to David was to make some flyers and market his services and skills to friends and family by doing mobile minor car repair work at people's homes, offering affordable and convenient services. Once again, excuses. Again, David is one of the many men I've come across with gifts and talents who can't get that voice of doubt out of his head. Today, men, pick up the phone and call that person who asked you to paint their house for them, but for a fee. Today, clean out that extra room in your home and start using it to give great haircuts for a fee. Today, start giving your neighbor's kids the guitar lessons they've been asking for a fee. Today, today, today. Start your self-enterprise. Let me be the first to tell you there's nothing like being a self-enterprise man. But the hardest thing is maintaining self-discipline. Hebrews 12:11 says, "For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it." Self-discipline reminds me of credit. You pay now or you will pay later. Like the word in the book of Hebrews, it seems painful to save a little each month for that business you've always wanted to start. But later it will yield the fruit of being able to tell your wife she can quit her job and work the new family business from home, allowing for her to be present for the kids in the morning, sending them off to school, fed, calm, and ready to start the day. Raina and I have a dear friend, Amy, who has the gifts and talents to manage her own consulting company, helping grassroots organizations develop mission and vision statements, assisting with grant writing and increasing staff capability and program outcomes. But the only person holding Amy back is Amy. Instead of Amy doing a little at a time to build her consulting business while maintaining her full-time job, she grew frustrated and impatient with her current position and lack of fulfillment and left the only place providing her a stable source of income. In a nutshell, Amy has been out of work for over 10 months. And when I last saw her, I offered Amy an opportunity to consult for Father Matters. You guessed it, Amy had a mouthful of excuses. "I heard that eating an apple a day may be good for you, but only eating apples all day, every day will not be good. We've got to have balance along with self-discipline. While we are working on our self-enterprise, don't forget we still need to maintain our homes as men, fathers, and husbands. Building our self-enterprise does not start with running to the bank and taking out a loan we can't afford to pay back, or coming home one day and telling your wife that you heard from God that you needed to quit your job and start a church. God would not tell you to quit your job to start a church when you are 2 months behind on your car payment and still owe the babysitter $140 from last month. Remember, building your self-enterprise takes self-discipline and balance. For the first 8 years of building Father Matters, I continued driving a potato chip truck, putting in 10-hour days at work and doing support groups for dads in the evenings and workshops on the weekends. January 2005, I then felt led by God to leave my job in great standing to do Father Matters full-time. And since then, Father Matters has been my full-time job. Don't get me wrong. When I was putting in 50-plus hours a week at my day job and working evenings and weekends for the ministry, I would say almost every month, this is my last month at this place. I can't take it anymore. What I'm saying is we can't, on one hand, talk about being self-enterprise men but not pay child support monthly or get out of bed every day and make it to work on time. Self-discipline. Let's start becoming self-enterprise men by becoming where we by being where we say we're going to be and doing what we say we're going to do. Let's become self-enterprise men by taking the trash out to the curb before the trash man comes and not chasing him down the street in our house shoes and robe. Let's definitely become self-enterprise men by not spending any more money to impress people we don't know or like. That was chapter one, and it was called Self-Enterprise Man. Being your self-enterprise. And after the commercial, I'm going to tell you why I wanted to start off with that. So again, you can log on to fathermatters.org to purchase this book. And you can also give us support by donating to fathermatters.org because we are listener supported. We'll be back after this. Hey, man. Father Matters is introducing a new kind of support group that focuses on the challenges of fatherhood. Thursday nights, 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. This is our time to discuss any issues or concerns we have about parenting children of all ages. For more information, log on to fathermatters.org. Each session will focus on a specific aspect of parenting, and the groups are structured in a way that lets everyone share. For more information about this father support group, visit fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. Father Matters presents Boot Camp for New Dads. Come learn the basics of infant care and dad's important role in a baby's life. For more information about the Father Matters Boot Camp for New Dads, visit fathermatters.org. Topics include father's health before and after birth, postpartum care, supporting mom's needs after birth, and much, much more. Boot Camp for New Dads. For more information, visit fathermatters.org. And we're back. I was sharing chapter one, Your Self-Enterprise. It was kind of hard to read my own writing. I was sharing with Jeremy, our engineer, earlier. It's going to be hard to reread how I write, but I really wanted to share Your Self-Enterprise out of one of the chapters because I come across so many men who are dealing with so much hurt and setback. And I want you to log on to blogtalkradio.com, soundcloud.com to go back to the top of the show and to listen to some of our archive shows as well. So again, when I was talking about self-enterprise men, because there are so many of us out there with so much talent and we are working jobs that we hate. We are carrying around all this burden, all this hurt, all this pain. And we need to realize that it's not on the outside. It is on the inside of us. God gave us a gift. God gave us talent. And Jeremy, if you don't mind, I want to bring you in on this conversation because I think a lot of the setback that we're carrying, you know, the men are dealing with some of these addictions, we don't realize the gifts that we have inside of us.
Yeah, I agree that really that's where the strength is. You really got to muster it up and say, you know, I'm going to be inspired. I'm going to do this and just motivate yourself at that point from your inner core.
Absolutely. And I just when I hear men and they say, you know, Vance, I've been working on this job for 20 years. And they said, man, 20 years ago, I said I was only going to do this for one summer. And 20 years later, they're still there. And sometimes we make up excuses for why we're stuck. And we need to stop making up excuses. When I was sharing about David in the book, this guy is, I'm telling you, this guy is a top-notch mechanic. And when I share how he got my little Ford Focus up and running, you know, and it was running like new. And I just want to know sometimes, do we look inside and do we ask ourselves exactly, what is it that I really want to do? What is it that I can do? Stop allowing that voice. When I was sharing the part when I was saying how so many men allow that voice of doubt, that voice of fear. I share in the workshop a lot and I share with people that I had this one guy and he was just stuck on not even so much making the money, but stuck on success. Because when he was young, his mom was married to a guy. And since this guy who I was working with, age 8 or 9, was young, the stepdad always put negative thoughts in his head, always tell him he would never be anything. You know, he's nobody. Whatever skills he think he has, he does not have. So when this guy went to college and he started going to school, he graduated from school. He was very instrumental in a lot of these Silicon Valley startup companies. The guy had skills. He had talents. But what was happening was he wasn't really chasing the dream to be a self-enterprise man. He was arguing. He was trying to shoot down the doubts that was in his head that he was hearing from his stepdad. And so dealing with him and working with him, we needed to realize, you know, that guy is long gone. That guy is out of your life, out of your mom's life. And chase that dream. Go after that dream for yourself. And then sometimes I hear guys when it's like, man, one day I'm gonna. When my kids go to school, when my kids get out of sports, when my kids graduate, we've got to get into it. And a lot of times we realize that we don't want to deal with the setback, the short-term setback for that long-term satisfaction, for that long-term goal. And when I was talking about Hebrews 12:11 says, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. It's painful getting up every day. It's painful paying your bills. It's painful going to night school. It's painful investing in something that you want to do. But later it yields the peaceful fruit. Later, it says later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. Self-discipline. You know, when I was starting Father Matters, when I was telling you, I was doing like 50 hours a week on a potato chip truck. Every month, I say, this is my last month at this place. But I was not going to quit that job. That was my only source of income. And I felt it motivated me. And it's funny because I was getting job offers from other companies, job offers from other agencies, and even promotional opportunities. And something inside me kept saying, do not take them jobs. Do not take that job promotion. Because I think I would have been reaching for more comfort instead of the discipline. I wanted to get out of that job so bad, but I came to work every day. I went the extra mile. I did everything I was supposed to do. And I know I'm sharing this to someone out there because, like our friend Amy, guys would tell me, man, I want to quit my job and start this business. Okay, but what about your financial obligations? So just take it one day at a time. I was working 50 hours a week and then doing the men's group. I was doing parenting classes in the evenings, parenting classes on the weekends. But I knew if I just stay focused, stay the course, stay in my lane, and never give up. And I had to surround myself with people who were moving forward. And then when I looked up, it was 2005. And then when I stepped out in faith, that was, man, I was afraid. It was scary because that was it. I walked away from my source of income. But I did not look back. Did I struggle? Absolutely, I struggled. I had hard times. But you know what? I was struggling when I was working. I was struggling when I was working a job I did not like. Did it get easier? Absolutely not. But I stayed the course. And also, I want you to realize, if you're working on a dream, you can't be out here expensive car payments, trying to live a lifestyle that we cannot afford, buying things that we can't afford to impress people that we don't like. If you can, you start selling things down, selling things off, and try to start your business with cash, whatever it is. If it's like David, when I was suggesting, hey, to get yourself back on your feet, make some flyers. Let your friends and family know that you do oil changes, that you can rotate tires, and then offer a great price. And while you're working your day job, the profits that you're making, the small profits that you're making from your small business, put them in the can, put them in the bank, put it somewhere. But you know that it worked, because once someone buy that one service from you, that one product, you already know it works. You already know that it works. And if you're doing it from within and you're doing it because you believe in yourself and you know you're doing the right thing, you've got to push forward. And I was telling people all those years, so between working my full-time job and building Father Matters, I basically had two full-time jobs for like 7 years. And it was a struggle. But I knew this is what I always wanted to do. This is what I always wanted, where I always wanted to be. And when I started Father Matters in 97, all I wanted to do was just have some support groups for men who wanted to be good dads. Now, you fast forwarded to 18 years later. I've been all over the country, speaking engagements, wrote, published 3 books. Since August of 2014, executive producer, radio host of my own radio show called The Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. Have a National Tribune newsletter that goes out all over the country. And I'm not sharing this to be bragging. I'm sharing this to say it can happen. It can be done. But I also said 18 years, not 18 months, not 18 days, 18 years. And when you face that setback, don't focus on that storm. That storm is just one episode in your whole book. That's one chapter in your whole book. That's one paragraph in your whole book. Because you're going to face setbacks. So sometimes we are focused on that negative thing. The enemy is going to put roadblocks in front of you. But look at the big picture. Stay focused on the whole big picture. Stay focused on the whole movie. Sometimes when you're going through something, it's going to be one scene while you're going through this. Don't focus. Don't make the whole movie out of that one scene. Keep going. Keep moving forward. But watch what you're doing. Stay focused. Stay positive. Stay wrapped around people that will speak life into you. You're going to see face back. You're going to deal with setbacks. You're going to deal with naysayers. You're going to deal with a whole bunch of negative stuff. And I always share a lot with people how I built Father Matters on ignorance and mistakes. When I was telling people I wanted to start the radio show, they was like, oh, man, you got to go to school. I didn't know all this stuff out of ignorance. I just started putting this thing together, reading and studying, and just say, I got a lot of friends that's in the social service business. I have a lot of friends that's in the ministry business. Hey, just be a guest on my show. A year later now, we're doing this. The Father Matters Tribune. And it's just giving information. Everything that I do, I want to just give it away from the organization, from the radio show, from the Tribune. But make sure your motive is right as well. Make sure your motive is right as well. And bring people up with you. Don't bring people down. Being a self-enterprise man, being a self-enterprise woman, it takes a lot of self-discipline. Self-discipline, self-discipline. So just focus on your goal. And like I said before, in this chapter when I was reading, I heard that eating an apple a day may be good for you, but only eating apples all day, every day will not be good for you. So also realize you have family, you have friends, you have a life. Build up your goals that you're doing. Take, you know, and realize that we got to have balance with this self-discipline. Like I was sharing, when I was working the ministry and working this job, it was tough. It was really tough. And like I said, don't forget the responsibilities at home. Being self-disciplined, you know, we got to make sure we're still taking out the trash. We got to make sure we're paying the bills. We got to make sure the kids are still getting to school, helping our spouses out, helping around the house. You can do it. Don't let anyone turn you around. Don't let anyone turn you around and tell you what you can and what you cannot do. And stop with all the excuses. So commit to yourself from here on out, no more excuses. No more excuses why you're not being responsible. No more excuses why you're not getting to work on time. You go to work, you start, even if this is a job that you hate, you get there on time, you do the best that you can do, you put a whole day's work into that job. And then on your time, not your job's time, your time, you invest into yourself. This one guy was, I heard this one guy when he says, the poor keep score by cars and clothes. The middle class keeps score by degrees and titles. But the wealthy keep score by bank accounts. And it's not just bank accounts with money. It's bank accounts with family, bank accounts with health, bank accounts with your parenting, bank accounts with your spouse. Each thing in our life, each person, each family member has an individual bank account. And we're going to either be putting withdrawals or we're either going to be putting in deposits. So we've got to put deposits into our dreams, deposits into our spouses, deposits into our health, deposits into our children. And it'd be a whole lot easier when you're putting deposits in your goals and dreams, when you are putting deposits, not withdrawals, deposits into your family, deposits into yourself. Spend some time with God. Spend some time reading positive books. Spend some time around people who are doing what it is that you want to do in life. But while you're doing it, be the best person you can. Don't tear people down. Don't step on people on your way up. Bring people up with you. So this, out of, again, the book Man Talk, 12 Must-Have Life-Changing Conversations Between Men. Again, you can order this book at fathermatters.org. You can partner with us. Again, earlier I was saying we are listener supported. And I want to thank all of you who so far been partnering with the radio show. You can donate by logging on to fathermatters.org. Click the partner with us icon. And in this book, the 12 must have life-changing conversations between men are some hard-hitting things. We talk about health. We talk about the game plan. Who are you married to? Find your father. So I want to thank you for listening to the Father Matters show. I want to thank my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. Tune in to Father Matters. And October 14th, we have a Father Matters workshop. Log on to Father Matters for that. So see you next week, same time at the same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.